They tell us the foolishness that the preaching of Jesus Christ is mean and wicked and mean-spirited to little children. Yet they're exposing their children to axe murderers, to demons, to satanic ways. But yet the preacher of righteousness is mean by calling you out of your sin, by telling you of the goodness of God. How can this be, neighbor? How can the preacher of righteousness, lifting up Jesus Christ, be the evil, wicked one? When your governor and your government promote sin and iniquity and worldliness. Ponder that, will you? So your governor says he reads the Bible every day. Reading the Bible is not enough, neighbors. The American church system is deceiving you. Knowing some scripture is not enough, neighbor. You have to repent and seek Jesus Christ. Without obedience, there's no hope of eternal life to come. If you're not obeying God, you have no hope. The churches aren't obeying God. The culture's not obeying God. The government's not obeying God. Governor Parsons doesn't obey God. And that video of me talking to him will be on my website on a testing to call Governor Parsons to repentance for dabbling with sin and wickedness at his mansion here. For trampling the blood of my glorious Savior. For saying that he believes the Bible and he reads it every day. But look at the wicked fruit. Look at the wicked fruit of this government. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. The fruit of a man that promotes worldliness, carnality, and sin. Jesus warned in Matthew 15 about lip service Christianity. That's what you just saw from Governor Parsons when he talked to me by the fence. You saw lip service Christianity that says, I believe, I read my Bible, but the governor's not obeying the Bible. The governor's not talking and defending the truth of God. The governor's not loving righteousness and truth. Walk this line right here if you want. Or stand over here somewhere if you want. Waiting for the governor to bring his Bible. He already has a chance. He's got all types of time to be a man pleaser. Shaking hands. But does he have time for the eternal word of God that would stop the sin that goes on, that stops every false way? Do you fear God enough to obey him, neighbor? You're not obeying God as you live like the world. The Bible says no man can have two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Who is your master today, Americans? Who is your master? Are you living for the kingdom of God? Or are you living after your flesh and unrighteousness? Are you enjoying everything that Satan's culture, Satan's kingdom has for you? Ponder that. Satan's kingdom. There's only two kingdoms, neighbor. A kingdom of God and a kingdom of Satan. This is the kingdom of Satan. The governor is welcoming you into the kingdom of Satan and his cultural ways and his darkness and his sin. But Jesus says, come walk in the light and truth. Jesus said, come, whosoever, John 3, will come, can repent. Jesus said in his first ministry words, repent lest you perish. We don't want you to perish, neighbor. We don't want you to lose your precious eternal soul. We don't want you to face the second death that's coming. We don't want you to go away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. But that's the fate of all those that live for Satan's kingdom. That's the fate of all those who love their flesh and their sin. That's the fate of all those that practice Sunday, Saturday churchianity. What will become of you on judgment day, neighbor? Why are you trampling the blood of Jesus today, living like the world? Jesus calls you to holiness and righteousness, not to worldliness and sin. Jesus calls you to goodness and truth, not to sin. Jesus calls you to forsake every false way, to leave all the transgressions that judged Israel and the world under Noah. But judgment is coming again. The love of God is found in obeying Him. 1 John 5:3. Unless you're obeying God, you have no hope. You have no love for God. You have no truth. America turns satanic ways, darkness, sin, and evil into a hobby, into entertainment. They turn it into fleshly carnality. And in Romans 8, it says, you cannot please God in your flesh. If you're living in the flesh, you cannot please God. If you're walking as the culture, you're an enemy of God, per James 4:4. If you live in false ways, one lie, Revelation 21 and 22, says will put you outside the kingdom of God. One lie. How many lies is America built on? How many lies is the Missouri government built on? How many lies is Halloween built on? How many lies is Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday built on? How many lies is the church system built on? Sister. Asking you to seek the kingdom of God. Don't seek the ways of the world. Don't seek wickedness. Don't seek pride and vanity. Don't seek flesh. Don't seek satanic ways. Halloween is satanic, neighbors. Your governor is leading you in a satanic way. Halloween is a satanic holiday. Yes, it is. It's absolutely loving to tell you. We honor authority, we honor the police, we honor the government officials, but we have to call out sin when we see it. Opening up government institutions for satanic practices. Opening up the government and the culture for darkness, evil, and sin. How can I be a preacher of righteousness if I don't call this out? We have a model in calling out leaders. Ready? John the Baptist, the greatest man that ever lived according to Jesus Christ, called out Herod for his illegitimate marriage, and it cost John the Baptist his head. So I'm going to stand here. I'm going to call out sin. I'm going to call out corrupt America and Missouri. I'm going to call out Governor Parsons for allowing wickedness and evil. And I'm going to lift up Jesus Christ. I'm going to call out the pastors and the priests that aren't calling you to the truth of God. I'm going to call out all sin and iniquity. 1 Timothy 5, publicly rebuke those who are in sin. Because when you stand for light, when you stand for truth, when you stand for hope, when you stand for righteousness, when you stand for goodness over evil, you are on God's side. But neighbor, we love you. When you dabble with darkness and sin and the occult, and you unite to wicked governments and cultures, the wrath of God is upon you. There's no hope for you as you dabble with wickedness and darkness. Jesus did not die so you could live a lavish life of fun and entertainment. Jesus died so that he could call men to himself and cleanse you of your sin. Jesus died to defeat death. Guess what? Death's coming for you. And if you're outside of Christ, you have no covering for your sin and you have no defeating of death. Today we were told we're evil for preaching Jesus Christ. As demons and ghosts and goblins walk past us, we were evil for preaching Jesus Christ and his righteousness and his holiness. This is how corrupt the world has become. They're following false saviors, false spirits. They're following demonic cultures. You're following every false way. But you're not seeking the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. We love you enough to stand and tell you the truth. We love you enough to let you know that the wrath of God is coming. We love you enough to say Jesus shed his blood for you. That is the love of God, to warn and call men to repentance.